In this selection from the life of Pachomius, and it is a very brief selection and only concerns his initial formation in the tradition of Christian spiritual exercise, of asceticism, we have an example of the value and the power of Christian biography to mold and shape and create patterns for other Christians interested in the same kind of exercise in their own lives. We have seen this already in the life of St. Antony, which was by far a more popular and widely known and influential text. But this life of Pachomius was also important. Many of the Pachomian texts were translated into Latin by St. Jerome and became available in the West and were incorporated in various forms into monastic recommendations, spiritual texts, and also into monastic rules. So this life is rather important. It's also very interesting for us because it provides a model and an insight into initial Christian spiritual practice, which is formed and shaped by the experience of compassion. That is to say, it isn't just someone interested in transforming or perfecting their life. It isn't just the idea of someone who wants to be better. It is someone who experiences love, who is shown compassion and then desires to emulate that compassion and discover its source, its author. They've had a lived experience of being loved, and then they too want to show that compassion towards others. We'll see that particularly highlighted in this biography of Pachomius. The initial part, if we drop down the page, is a recounting of the origins of early monasticism. And then in the section which begins, "And there was a man called Pachomius," there is a description of the fact that he received the great mercy, the eleus svodra. He received the great compassion of becoming a Christian. This is an anticipation, a kind of a hint of how Pachomius will be converted. His conversion, his transformation, is through the experience of compassion. This, it says, would enable him to make progress and then to become finally a perfect monk. So it is going to be through the experience of receiving a compassion from others that Pachomius is converted and becomes this model of monasticism. And Pachomius, as we will recall, is the model not of the hermit, but of the community, the cenobitic model. Pachomius founds a monasticism that is modeled to some extent on the Roman army, which is not surprising because, as we'll see, it was in the army that he learned both terror and first experienced compassion. Part three concerns his childhood, and if we drop down a little below that, it's a story about how his pagan parents even had an inkling of what was going to happen to him later on. Then dropping down to that section in which I've noted in blue that this concerns his conversion, in number four, there's a clear description of his being drafted into the Roman army under the Emperor Constantine. And as a draftee, it's presumed that he would run away if he had the chance, along with his confreres and colleagues. And so as they were being carried, we would say north on the Nile, that is to say downstream towards Alexandria, the soldiers at one point put them into a prison in order to make sure they wouldn't run away. And then notice in the text some merciful Christians. Eleemones, the same word, mercy, this beautiful word for compassion, which is what Christ invites us to have as well, to share in the mercy and compassion of the Lord, which Christians sing about every Sunday. Lord, have mercy. In other words, show us that compassion that we too may show it to others. That's what changes Pachomius' life. He receives from these merciful Christians the lived example of mercy, of almsgiving and care. Here are all these young men, frightened and afraid, in a prison, not knowing really what's going to happen to them, afraid that they'll die, which was certainly a very real possibility, serving in Constantine's army. And these people, whom they don't know, bring them something to eat and drink and other necessities because they were in distress. Christians show mercy because the other is in distress and for no other reason. And Pachomius is amazed. He's never experienced this. And indeed, in the ancient world, this was very uncommon. Religion and particular religious practice in ancient Roman culture, the various mystery religions into which a person could be initiated, did not entail public service or concern for the poor, or even necessarily financial assistance or care for those who joined the cult, with the possible exception of the worship of Mithras, which was very common among Roman soldiers. In general, the idea that there would be a religion that invited one to have compassion was quite astonishing. And indeed, Pachomius was astonished. So he asks and was told that they were Christians, and the definition of Christians is those who are merciful to all. Pros pantas eleemonas. They show mercy to everyone. And he says, well, okay, well, what is a Christian then? And he gets a threefold definition. They bear the name of Christ, the only begotten Son of God, and they do good to all. Pan agathon pasi poiuntes. They do all, every good thing to everyone. And the third aspect of this is they have their hope in the one who made heaven and earth. So Pachomius has received mercy from those who are defined by the compassion that they show to others. And this, as we see in number 5, is the source of his conversion, his inner transformation, his turning to God. His heart is set on fire with the fear of God and with joy. It's not just fear, it's joy, because he's had an experience of loving kindness. He makes a promise to God that he will serve God and, like the Christians, love all. Pantas agapon. He will love all human beings. I will be their servant according to your command. So Pachomius's conversion is on the basis of having been shown compassion, and his promise to God, his spiritual goal, becomes to show this same compassion towards others. The way he does that, as we'll see as we drop down further, he has, after he is released from the army, a dream that suggests to him the increase in numbers and transformation in potential that he will experience as a part of God's call to him. And then in chapter 6, his particular form of living out this vow is to become a monk. He meets a spiritual elder, a geron, literally means old man, but venerable elder named Palamon. And he determines to become his disciple. At his first experience of Palamon, he doesn't exactly experience compassion or gentleness. He experiences what seems like a kind of a gruffness. As you see in the text in chapter 6, he says to Palamon, "I ask you, Father, make me a monk." Palamon says, "You cannot. The work of God is not so simple. Many have come and have not persevered." And Pachomius says, "Put me to the test and see." This becomes a standard characteristic in the monastic literature, that because the beginning of the life is so different from what one had known before, it's rather like, you know, membership in a gym. It may be offered for practically nothing, and then the question is, will you commit to it? Will you persevere to it? Will you continue the exercise that is actually good for you? And in the same way, the beginning here can be very narrow and can encourage people not to persevere, but indeed, Pachomius does. Now, what does this training, ascesis, consist in? What precisely is the ascetical life of Palamon? It's quite simple as we drop down. His physical training is fasting, both in summer and winter, diminishing of the number of things he eats, only bread and salt, no oil and wine. And in addition to the physical training, there is the spiritual training, which is twofold. And we'll see this twofold model again and again. On the one hand, prayer, and on the other, reciting or meditating the words of God, and even spending the whole night doing this. Alternating a rhythm of prayer, and remember again that in baptismal catechesis people received the Lord's Prayer, something they memorized and knew, even if they didn't have spontaneous prayers, they could offer that, and reciting the words of God, the texts from Scripture that a person had memorized. This becomes the spiritual component of the physical asceticism. And so, as we'll see if you drop down towards the very end of this section, their life together as Pachomius adopts this includes remembering the poor. What they do, the things they make, are partly sold and given to the poor as an act of compassion for others. So we see here in this introduction to a model of ascetical literature, of a kind of an idea of spiritual training, is that Pachomius becomes a very clear example of one for whom conversion happens as a result of experiencing mercy. Mercy or compassion becomes the real goal, the real motivator for everything that he's going to do, and the spiritual exercise or training consists of both corporal limitation of one's physical intake, of fasting, and of a spiritual component of an alternating rhythm of prayer and meditation, which accompanies literally everything one does. And work, therefore, becomes consecrated by this experience of prayer and becomes an offering both to God and a means of offering something back to the poor in compassion towards others.